Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Love you, my brother. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So good to be in God's presence. I don't know if this is me or God, but I want to pray for elderly people that are struggling with their finances. If you can identify with this prayer today, let us believe that the Lord will be glorified. Amen? Amen. If you are believing God for supply, and the enemy has been somehow wearing you out with worry, would you please identify with this prayer tonight? Amen? And if you are believing for yourself or one of your loved ones, come on, let's lift our hands up and pray. Father, thank you for being our supply. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Lord, we pray that you would be glorified in this miracle work also. We pray for the church, O God, that there will be finances flow like a river, and that we can bless and do what you call us to do. Father, thank you. Thank you. We supplicate with a voice of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, and all the people said. Amen. And all the people said. Amen. Say it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the theme that I would like to leave with us for a few moments is being a pleasing experience to God. The believer's highest call. Sister Jen, that was here, gave us the scripture verse of Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, we can agree with that, can't we? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. The book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ speaks to us these words that I'm sure you're all familiar with. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it gives us the manner which we can be pleasing unto the Lord. In the dimension of the full understanding of the word, it is not just an experience of believing inspiration that we have concerning our needs, but it deals with steadfastness. It deals with reliability. It is that part of the faith life that is vital and important, and it's that part of the faith life that pleases the Lord. The inspiration led by the Holy Spirit to believe whatsoever things we have read, things that are brought back to us, these are part of the faith life. But the Greek word that has been in the writing of Hebrews 11 is a word that involves steadfastness. In fact, that's its root meaning. P-I-S-T-I-S is the meaning of steadfastness written there. So we would be correct in assuming and saying the words, but without steadfastness, without reliability, without prevailing strength, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must be that, believe that he is. But without faith. Now, what's more important, faith or pleasing God? In relationship to our needs, faith is vital. But the emphasis is in the scriptures either faith representation or faith as an inspiration or pleasing God. And I'm asking us tonight to receive this brief word of counsel regarding our personal lives. I know that I, in my life, have heard many messages, wonderful messages on faith that has been a great assist to my believing for the promises of God. But in the eyes of the world and in the general populace, whenever the word faith is mentioned, it conjures up the imagination of faith for needs, faith for answers to prayer, faith to literally bring to us the miracle part of our Christianity. But in the mind of God, as God sees, not like men sees, in my life when I've asked the Lord to give to me a mystery and an understanding, I've always prayed this simple prayer, Lord, would you allow me to see as you see? Would you allow me to see through your eyes, from your angle, from your purpose, from your reasoning, from human point of living? We always look through the realm of our own need. Well, we need the message of faith because we have this need or we have that request. And that is fine. I'm not criticizing that. What I want you to get tonight is the difference of faith as to meet our personal needs, or can we take a faith that is representative to our Lord that we are pleasing Him? Faith is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. It's there in a very simplified form. But with God, what is the emphasis? Such as salvation. It was a need in my life. I came to the Lord on the basis of my need. I was convinced that I needed salvation. But I was also, through my own prayers to the Lord, I was looking at my need. I need salvation. I need God. I need to be delivered from impending judgment. So it was through my need. But through God's eyesight, why was salvation given unto me? And you've heard me say it when I've been here before, because it's real to me. God sees through different eyes. And to be able to see through God's purposeful eyes, what was God seeing by giving to me and to you redemption? In God's eyes, He was bringing us back into relationship. It was wonderful that we had received salvation to meet our need. But from the mind of God, it was relationship. It was redeeming a broken situation. It was bringing us back into first class, a number one relationship with God Almighty. Hallelujah. So we must talk about faith because it's a pleasure before the Lord. My question tonight to me and to you, are we a pleasing experience for the Lord? Not in just relationships to our believing power and to our faith, but from God's eyes. The importance is it faith for believing power? Is it faith so we step out on a limb and do what is impossible for us to do? Is it faith birthed on inspiration and that which comes from the Lord? But can I say to you, what is the most important? Faith involves that pleasing of God. If all things are and were created for His pleasure, not only just to justify and bring balance and harmony, but pleasure. This is why I'm so pleased when Mark was singing the song tonight and leading us, open up the doors and let the music play. I started to think about that, and I'll tell you, I almost was raptured. It's beautiful. It was beautiful. Now, I enjoyed that. But I'm saying, Mel Davis, are you a pleasing experience for the Lord? For all things are and were created for His pleasure. Hallelujah. That's why when we worship God, it is right. Of course it's right. But there is a realm of faith in the area of pleasing God that actually your faith functions in. Because faith can only work when the will of God is known. When you're walking in the will of God, faith functions. And that's what God emphasizes. He emphasizes that portion of faith. And so I'd like to talk to you about two comparisons of this tonight. All men have not faith. The Bible says that. Paul was praying, and he was saying in 2 Thessalonians, I want to be delivered from unjust and from men that have bad attitudes and from those that cannot believe in God. For all men have not faith. What is he saying there? Well, I'm going to say to you, all men do not have faith. But all Christians up to date with God do have faith. The worldliness or the carnality of our system is that we can be filled with an attitude of, well, there, that's religion. Oh, and you hear on television and you notice in the newspapers that the word faith, they're attempting to take it to the ditch and make it what it is not. Faith to us is not a miracle quality that we run around looking for pie in the sky. Faith to us is reliability. Faith to us is pleasing God. Come on now. Faith is connected with our rejoicing in the Lord God Almighty. So he said to us, all men have not faith, but all Christians do. All believers do. Ephesians 2:8, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. There is unreasonable attitude, blank people that are not full of faith, but they want to believe God for the meeting of the need. Paul said it, all men have not faith. I not only want to have a faith of steadfastness, I believe that we must have the spirit of it, the spirit of believing strength, the spirit of reliability, of steadfastness. It may sound like an old harp that's playing, but I want you to know there is a joy in the steadfast experience of life. You cannot know the security and the reliability unless you're living a steadfast, reliable life to you. To you. When you can rejoice in the fact, this is what I do. This is how I live my life. Paul said, you've known my doctrine. Then he said, my manner of life. Listen, if I'm not in church on Sunday, I feel out of sorts. I've been brought up in the house of God. As I've spoken here my testimony, I do not know when I was saved. In our church, there was an opportunity to come to the altar for every special convicting message. And when I was a young boy, it seemed that everybody was preaching on the Antichrist, preaching on the tribulation and the misery, preaching on the judgments. I would be so afraid that when the altar time came, I ran to the altar. I prayed many prayers for redemption and for faith. I just shocked my mother one time with a terrible word. When I told her, I said, I'm going to go into my bedroom, Mother, and I'm going to confess every sin that I know that I have done. Then I am going to come out here and destroy myself before I sin again. I was so under conviction, but finally faith was birthed in my heart. I begin to have that assurance of the Lord. But I'll tell you, if I don't live a reliable life, it affects me. If I don't read my Bible and pray, it affects me. If I'm not involved in a worship service, I just don't feel right. I have been changed. I've been changed. I am a citizen of this world, but thank God I am not of this world. Amen. So if I'm living a life missing my personal Bible reading, prayer, and study, missing my normal ways of living, it just seems that I'm out of place. And it seems also that when I am looking to do something or go somewhere, that I just have to have that reliability. Because when he says, the just shall live by faith, what he was saying there, the just shall have life more abundantly flowing through them when they are faithful. If you're having a blue Thursday, Do what you're supposed to do. Get up. Thank God for the sense of His presence. Praise His holy name. And do what you do every day of your life. Thank God you've been allowed to do it. Square your shoulders to your practice. Square your shoulders to what has been birthed in your heart. Is faith the thing that God is looking for today? When He said in Luke 17, when He cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? In other words, is He going to find what has been, we're being accused of people that are believing for miracles, signs, and wonders? Or when He comes, will He find steadfastness? Will He find reliability? Will He find faithfulness to the pattern of God? Faith in itself. There are two kinds of faith in the Bible. There's the faith that God measures to you that is found in the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 3. It's in our scriptures, and we can speak of it because God measures it to us. It's a portion, and that faith is a faith that you can rely upon. It's a faith that just actually is real to us. And He is saying, be not condemned to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then He goes on and He speaks to us about the faith that is measured to every man. Verse 3, for I say to the grace that is given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So in this instance, the measure of faith has been dealt to us to make us just balanced human beings, that we do not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Sometimes it's easy to adopt ourselves to spiritual pride. I've seen in the faith life men, I have known men in the world, no criticism intended, that have been used of God in faith miracles. But yet there comes a time when there is a lifting of that off of their life because there became a separation. And there became an elevation through the works that God was doing through their faith ministries. And what a sadness it is when we hear of the champions of the faith ministry that have come to a place of hardship and have fallen. And this is what the Word of God is for us. Listen, if God does the work, let us not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure. Can I hear an amen? A measure of faith. And so that is the first kind of faith I want you to be aware of, to the fact that it has humility and a reliability connected with it. It's faith for service. It's faith to serve the Lord. Then He says, if we have a prophetic gift in Romans chapter 12, that we must rely and not think of ourselves more highly, because even in that there has been a proportion of the gift of God delivered unto us. So first of all, the two kinds of faith I'm trying to describe is the one faith that brings us into the bracket of being a pleasure to the Lord. The next faith depends on me. It's the faith that we measure to ourselves. First of all, God giveth to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12. Can I hear an amen? Then there's that which we measure to ourselves. There's that which we can keep our believing strength and our reliability coming. For the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 17, that the Word of God brings us to the place that if we are in the Word, then of course that is brought to us a believing strength. So how do you keep in faith? How do you have a reliable, strong faith attitude? First of all, what God measures to you, and then what you measure to yourself. The faith that cometh by hearing the Word of God and believing the Word of God. Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing of the Word of God. It's in the Scriptures. So if you feel that you do not have a sufficient believing strength, and that the enemy is coming against you with condemnation and negatives, and you need your faith, measure it to yourself. Go to the Word of God. Go to the place of that is reliable. So those two kinds, that which God measures to us and that which we measure to ourselves. If we are not in the Word of God, then how can that faith be there to function? And how can we be a pleasure unto the Lord God? We cannot believe, the book of Romans tells us, in something that we have not heard. That's the reason for this meeting, and that's the reason for your coming conferences and fellowship times. It is there for to meet the need of the strength of God's people when they're not in the presence of the congregation. It's to bring to us reliability. You can keep faith coming then, according to Romans 10:17. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. You can keep faith coming by being in the Word of God. If you don't have that confidence tonight, get into the Word. Don't seek out a minister that has a faith ministry. You will not receive. You seek out the Word of God so that faith comes to you. Can you receive this tonight? You know, I really feel that's a good statement. Would you like to thank the Lord for that? It encourages me. Thank you, Jesus. Keep faith coming by keeping in the Word. The Bible says to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, Paul came to them and said, I rejoice because your faith is spread abroad over the whole world. That's a wonderful testimony, isn't it? And then in 2 Thessalonians, he said, listen. He said, I am so thankful for you. Third verse of the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, that your faith groweth exceedingly. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful thing. God measures faith. Said to the disciples, O ye of little faith. Luke 16, the Bible speaks of weak faith. Abraham had strong faith in Romans. In Matthew chapter 8, the Bible said that the centurion had great faith. Thessalonians, they had growing faith. In the book of James, they had rich faith. In the book of James again, they had perfect faith. And then 1 Timothy said, I am mindful of where you come from, Timothy. Your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois. They had faith and dedication. What was Paul saying? He wasn't just saying they had believing powers. He was saying they were faithful. They were dedicated. Timothy, he said, I want you to be dedicated like your grandmother and like your mother. Stay strong. Stay reliable. Now, I'm attaching the faith life to reliability and all of these things. You cannot be reliable. You cannot be steadfast if you're not in the Word. Would you please listen to me, young people? If you're not in the Word of God, you'll be willy-nilly. You'll be up today and down tomorrow. You'll be living on the basis of your emotions. I don't feel good today. Why? I don't know. I just don't feel good. Well, get in the Bible so that you become reliable. Get in the Bible so you've got faith for yourself. Don't think of some miracle prophecy that has picked you out that's going to tell you you're going to stand before kings and great men. God never chooses his people or brings a prophecy to you that sounds like this. Oh, too bad you won't stand before kings and great men. Too bad you won't have a chance. Every one of the prophetic words is a word of promise. Come on now. But if you don't have a steadfast life that you can rely upon, you don't have a more abundant lifestyle. You'll be looking for what the world says, what's happening. You'll be looking for some experiences. Many believers that we have pastored and led and loved and still love that don't have the joy and the peace of God in their life is because they're not living reliable lives. They attend the house of God, get into the activities that are in the house of the Lord. They leap from one pinnacle of believism to another, but that's not enough. God is saying to us, get strong. You're a pleasure to me when you're reliable. You're a pleasure to me when you're steadfast. Can you receive this tonight? Hallelujah. You say, oh, he's old. He's just getting ready for the eternal realms. Preached this morning that I'd like to be a pillar in the house of God. But I also want to please God. I want to be a pleasant experience. I don't want to go through some mysterious form of worship that I think is going to do the job. There's nothing like a steadfast life that pleases God. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks that it's measurable. Also speaks in 1 John, it's an overcoming faith. The Bible speaks and tells us, he that believes in God has overcome the world. Overcome. That's a war language word. That means the struggle. But those that have believed in God are overcomers. Amen. Amen. I just really feel that God's given us the keys for the more abundant lifestyle. I am very much concerned that I might come to the congregation with a word of reality, not a word of reaching this pinnacle that lasts while the inspiration is there, but a word of reliability, a word that would make a person go home. And if they haven't had a regular Bible reading and prayer time in their life, it would motivate them to put it into their life, that they would be so motivated to say, this is my manner of life. This is what I do. I'll tell you, every accusing thing of the enemy flees away. It won't be long. You'll have the emotions of joy. You'll be pleased with your own life. Why? Because you've desired to please the Lord. So tonight, I'm going to say it with this. Am I, Mel Davis, a pleasing experience for God because I can be counted on, because I'm reliable, because on a daily basis, I'm going to try to do what God wants me to do, not just to have a believing thing. The other day, I was praying, asking the Lord something, not necessarily for this meeting, but I was just generally praying. And I was asking the Lord with this prayer, Lord, would you give me a message? Not some message that would cause the whole of the congregation once in a while to be lifted up, but would you give me a message that would please you, that would be reliable, so that we can get into the nuts and bolts of what you wanted for us in our life. If you are not reliable, if you do not pattern your life, if you do not take yourself into discipline and rule your own life, you'll be missing the joy of the Lord. You will be missing out on the pleasure of the Lord. For without faithfulness, it is impossible to please Him. And God has created all things to please Him. Amen. Amen. Can you receive this tonight? So what I'm saying, especially to the young people, don't jump from mountaintop to mountaintop. Make sure in the morning that you read a healthy portion of God's Word. Put it into your lifestyle. Put prayer into your lifestyle. They that wait upon the Lord renew strength. Put it into your lifestyle. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Put worship and attendance to the house of God. Don't get so decided with your own life that you are the Lord of your own life. I can do this or I can do this and I can make my choice. Your choices are wrong. Amen. You are not your Lord. You belong to Him. So get a qualified, steadfast love and a steadfast life. It's pleasing to God. Amen. Can you say amen tonight? Well, I'm through. Someone said, you're done? I guess so. That's the simple thing. Two measures of faith. One God measures to you, another you measure to yourself. And I want you to know you measure faith to yourself. There's things that I will not allow myself to even consider. I am not looking in some prideful estimation here tonight. I am saying, I know Mel Davis better than anyone else. I want to be a pleasure to the Lord. I know that in my life, whenever a move of God is coming along, I have attempted to identify with what pleases the Lord in that. But I don't deaden up waiting for summer camp or waiting for some other special conference to come to our church. My manner of life is, I love the Bible. I love the Jesus of the Bible. I love the sense of God's presence. I love to be allowed to lift up my hands and say, thank you, Lord. That's my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not too late to start, no matter how old you are. Don't let the devil lie to some of you that are getting on in age. Take it easy now. No, you're not going to feel good. You're going to feel aches and pains all over your body. You get into that reliable, faithful aspect of serving God. Come to the house of the Lord. The only problem you've got in life is when to get a haircut. Come on now. Let's enjoy God. Let's enjoy the house of the Lord. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise God. Come on, let's rejoice in the Lord. Will you stand with me tonight? Thank you, blessed Jesus. Again, we thank you. I thank you for being invited to come here. I don't take it lightly. I enjoy this church. I get refreshed when I'm in the sense of worship. I believe that God is preparing this church for something special. That is not an idle word. I'm just saying that to you. But we need everyone to be filled with that reliability. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Young and old together. Look down your row. If you're territorial and you usually sit over here, or you usually sit over there, look down your row. Don't let someone get aged and the enemy lie to them and said, you don't have to go to church, it's too tiring. Yes, they do. They won't feel good unless they go to church. Can I hear amen? Pastor your congregation. Reach out to brother and sister. Say, brother, I missed you in the house of God. For without faithfulness, it is impossible to please him. Amen? Amen. Father, we're praying for a word to touch us in the corner of our heart. We pray, Lord God, that as simple as your challenge to us has been, Father, we pray that we can keep the blessing of the Lord coming. We can keep the anointing of your presence coming. Lord, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Hallelujah. I feel a shout in my spirit like I did this morning. I feel God wants us to rejoice over his good things. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Simple thing for me to say to you, but my experience is this. Tomorrow morning, I get on an airplane. I go home to my wife. We get ready because 2 days later, we leave for Arkansas, where I'll be teaching and preaching there. I just don't feel right if there's not some opportunity to seek after God. I don't feel right if I don't have prayer in my life. I don't feel right if I've been denied the right to look into this book. Yes, I am losing a certain amount of my strength, but I'll tell you, I'm still able to run with the young guys of the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All the people said? Amen. All the people said? Amen. Let's glorify God with a real shout of victory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen, Mark.